This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. State attorneys general say they're going to be carefully watching how Google safeguards privacy from now on. This after the search giant agreed to pay $7 million for collecting data from people's wireless networks when it was out with its mapping cameras. Experts say a new test of privacy will come when Google's electronic eyeglasses hit the market late this year. Yes, there's a little display screen, but there's also a video and audio recorder built in. Harvard Law Professor Jonathan Zittrain says in the case of Google Glass, the privacy problem gets distributed.
It's not going to be data collected by Google that will make some people nervous. It's data collected by other people using Google Glass. And we'll have some people, I think, who will soon see it as an absolute kind of right of freedom of mind to be able to life stream, to just get a picture of everything as they walk about and look at the landscape and talk to people. And there'll be others who will feel that they can no longer think of themselves as having a private life should they venture out in public at all.
Google Glass is just in prototype. It's being shared among developers to figure out what you're going to actually do with these things. But already I saw a report that a Seattle tavern, a bar, issued a ban against Google Glass inside the bar.
I suspect that attempts to blanket ban such things are not, whether by private or by public authorities, is not going to go very far. We have a few key, probably, months where we will sort out what the right etiquette is. But for every instance of social disruption we can think of, there's going to be instances that might be incredibly salutary. If there's a group of people peacefully protesting, I imagine the police are going to be quite sensitive about the efforts they might be asked to do to break it up. If half the people in that audience are recording it with their Google Glass and streaming it live to the internet.
Regular contributor Jonathan Zittrain is the co-founder and director of the Berkman Center for Internet and Society at Harvard.